TC. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning, Tony. How about yourself?
Well, Dr. Wallace, it's nice to talk to you again. It seems like you ever feel like you're getting picked on and hammered by the media?
No, Tony, I don't. I've been here 5 years, and without a doubt, there are hard questions that are asked, but 99% of the media coverage during my tenure has been accurate. It has reported the facts, and it's been very good. I think that's one of the indications of our success as a school district. The media has joined with us and reported accurately over the years.
Well,
I don't have that sense at all.
Let's try and report accurately about Post Oak Elementary School. They have earned certification as an international baccalaureate school. You got to be proud of that.
We absolutely are proud of that. We have a committed principal, committed staff, and most importantly, we have a supportive community. And when those entities pull together towards a common goal, then results like this occur. So it certainly represents a model for us, and it's another step towards becoming that elite urban school district in the state of Michigan.
Sometimes you have to have patience. So last month, after 4 years, when Post Oak first applied to become a baccalaureate school, it earned the certification. First of all, why do you want to apply, and what were your thoughts when you found out you were successful?
Well, we had a vision. And the International Baccalaureate concept was introduced at the high school level, actually prior to my tenure, a year or so prior to my tenure. And what we learned as we looked at that particular program, it was successful. We had a small group of youngsters that completed the requirements for that program. Then we quickly realized that this is such an exciting concept and program, we need to build it from the bottom up. And therefore, we launched the effort to create at Post Oak a feeder system that ultimately will be K-12, because there's also a middle years program being launched at Patton Gill Middle School. So once we conclude that, we will have a seamless K-12 International Baccalaureate program, which was our vision several years ago.
And specifically, what is this program?
It is a very demanding program that prepares students on an international level to be competitive really across this country. And it is very demanding. It takes youngsters with a great deal of focus and supportive parents. And it prepares them for their next step at the college or university level.
Eastern High School is certified. Patton Gill Middle School is in the application process. Why not do this district-wide?
Well, I think, and I use the Chinese immersion as an example, when you have successful programs, invariably there will come a request from the community to spread it across the school district. And I see that happening over time, perhaps not on my watch, but when I turn over the baton to my successor, there's no question that over time that might become a real consideration. Community likes success.
Later this morning, we're going to be talking with the principal of Post Oak, Principal Diaz, and I find it interesting. A comment she made reminded me when I lived on campus at Michigan State University. I'll never forget that there were some kids there, Dr. Wallace, and these young kids, 5 and 6 years old, were talking in English to their friends, and then their parents came out, and then they would speak Chinese to their parents. And seeing some comments that Principal Diaz made, how she wants to create global citizens, global thinkers, these kids at this school will be talking with kids from around the country. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very, very cool. Global education is where public schools should be headed. And I think Lansing School District has a giant step ahead of many school districts toward that effort.
All right. Thanks so much, Dr. Wallace. We appreciate your time.
Okay, Tony.